podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Where is he? Here he is. 6.2. If 45 points.
Don't confirm the transfer. Oh, my God.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Planet Sky FF, the world where everything revolves around £50,000. My name's Serge.
And my name is James.
Because whoever wins Sky Fantasy Football will get 50 grand eventually.
You keep bringing this up like it might be us one day, but it's not going to be this day.
Not
going to be this day coming up in May anyway.
Nah.
All right, Serge, I want you to tell me first what's wrong.
Well, I didn't do anything at the weekend. Okay. But I also didn't plan to do anything at the weekend.
So
but
also
I feel like I'm getting to the point where I should have done something this weekend. We talked last week and we worked through my entire squad, didn't we? And figured out that everybody that was still here lingering like a bad smell was lingering for a particular reason because of captaincy coverage and whatever else. I didn't do anything on Sunday, and it felt like Sunday was a good entry point for a few people, so I probably feel like I should have done something on Sunday, maybe. But let's look at my team, and you can tell me what's right and wrong, yeah? Sanchez done all right, 11 points. How many points you got so far? Tell me that instead.
70-something after making a very late change of captaincy last night, which I'll explain in a bit. I'm on 79.
I'm on 70. I haven't made any transfers this week.
But you were beating me till last night.
Okay,
and
so
you might be beating me after tonight.
Maybe. So I've got Sanchez in goal, 11 points. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, obviously.
Rudiger, Cancelo, Diaz got me garbage. But I suppose they got garbage for everybody.
Yep.
But I kept the armband on Cancelo on...
Yeah, that's fine. That's what most people
Sunday.
Did. That's what most people did.
Yeah. Ben White, 9 points.
Great. It's captaincy coverage for you next Monday as well.
That's the Everton game, right?
Yeah, it's fine.
I captained Saint-Maximin yesterday. Wanted to be differential a little bit.
I can understand that at your rank.
What did
the red card didn't help, let's be honest. But
no, I mean, I thought Pookie went down a little bit easy there. But also, you shouldn't have touched him.
It's a red card. It's stupid from Clark, mate.
But he didn't pull him. He kind of touched him.
It's a red
him.
Card, mate.
I was just thinking, like, Antonio, for example, if he had got that touch, probably wouldn't have felt it. He'd probably kept running.
Well, Pookie's got the intelligence to know he hasn't got the speed, so yeah, he's gone down. I know what you're saying.
I'm not saying it's not a red card, but also Pookie went down like a sack of potatoes.
It's an intelligent play, anyway, mate, unfortunately.
So, Saint-Maximin's done that. I don't need him for nothing no more.
Get rid
of him. Ward-Prowse and Hwang did nothing. I need to get rid of these guys as well. And Hwang, as described by Bradley as a ghost on Twitter in their game at the weekend.
Yeah, and their fixtures turn rough after tonight.
Yeah, they got Liverpool. So he'll stay today. I need to bin him tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then Salah captain on the other day and Kane floppity flop, didn't play.
You got Rafinha as well. Ward-Prowse, you happy to keep Ward-Prowse longer term?
Well, his missed the consistency of 5 points isn't really playing out because he's 1-2, since he come back from his suspension, 1-2, 5-2. So he's only really picked up tier points in one game, which was the Norwich game.
Fixtures are okay. I can't see a reason where you'd ever be thinking that he's going to be a captaincy option. So he is expendable at his value, I would say.
Tell me what your team did, because then I might nick some of your ideas.
Well, I think the ideas are quite simple. They're still with yours first, right? So how much money in the bank?
0.1.
0.1. So I think first problem there is like Saint-Maximin's got another good fixture Saturday, right? So I'd be thinking move Saint-Maximin on Sunday or Monday. You've got more options. You're more limited with your choice in terms of what you buy for Thursday. So Hwang is what, 7.8?
He is 7.8.
Yeah, okay. So your choices are for Thursday. You've got at the moment no Brentford-Watford coverage, right?
No.
All right. I would, if I was you, take a chance on Christian Norgaard on Thursday, as long as he's in the team against Tottenham. He's 6.2. He's going to open up some bad boy money for you. Now, he's on 4 yellow cards. And do you know what? If he ends up not playing the Brentford-Watford game and that's the game he misses, fine. He is also an injury doubt for that game tomorrow night, but Thomas Frank does think he'll be fit.
Well, I'll also see the team before I make the move anyway.
Correct. Now, if you go Hwang to Norgaard on Thursday night, that's what, another 1.6 in the bank's now giving you, what, 1.8?
You got 1.7.
And then St. Maximin can go on Sunday to a number of teams who might be of interest to you. You're probably too late to Tottenham. You've already got Rafinha, haven't you? Although I don't think it's probably best way back in. Manchester United coverage.
I haven't got any, but we want Ronaldo, don't we?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, you. How many transfers you got left?
32, maybe? Yeah, 32.
I think maybe you should do the hop-on, hop-off strategy with Salah and Ronaldo at this stage for you, with the transfers you've got left. So, yes, you're going to miss Salah against Villa and Ronaldo against Brighton, but you maximise. Is there a way? Pop Ronaldo in your team for Hwang for me and see what you've got left. In fact, go Hwang to Norgaard. So that's going to leave you 1.2 spell.
And then who am I selling for Ronaldo?
Well, we're going to try and work that out for you, mate.
I think Diaz might be the one that has to come in, surely.
So you could move it. It was part of my original thinking was, yes, Diaz to Ronaldo on Sunday. So let's get Norgaard in, see what that looks for you.
Where is he? Here he is, 6.2. If 45 points.
Don't confirm the transfer. Oh, my God. For the benefit of those on the audio, Suj literally has gone to press confirm transfer.
It would have given me the pop-up. Don't worry.
Right. So Diaz to Ronaldo.
12.3 million. How much is the Manchester United?
So Ronaldo's like 11.8, I think. So you're going to be, you're going to be 0.5 short, right?
For Ronaldo. No, it was 0.5 extra.
That's it. That literally gets you there.
Yeah.
So we want to get rid of St. Maximin for you as well.
And shall I buy...
So what have you got spare? 8.4?
Yeah, shall I get Conor Gallagher? 8.4.
You could go to Conor Gallagher on Sunday, yeah. I don't hate that because you've got Brighton Palace in January as well. So it would give you longer term coverage for that. This is it. Make some moves, mate.
But do you think we talked about it on the main podcast when we talked about FPL, playing deeper behind Eze,
I don't think it matters for this. Listen, last night, it worked out in my favour going for Rafinha. Very, very easily could have gone the other way. The longer that game went on, the less involved Rafinha became and the more involved Gallagher became. And it just ended up that there was an injury time penalty. Rafinha is Leeds' third choice penalty taker, and he's the one who steps up to take it. He also bizarrely got man of the match. His sofa score rating at the point before he took the penalty was 5.9.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people raging in FPL because he didn't get a single BPS despite scoring the winning penalty, yet getting man of the match. And
Callum Wilson got me 3 BPS.
Yeah, exactly that. 9 pointer there. But yeah, okay. So we are now selling Diaz for Ronaldo.
So you're going Hwang to Norgaard tomorrow night.
Thursday night.
You're going Diaz to Salah, to Ronaldo on Sunday. St. Maximin to Gallagher on Sunday. And now you must still have some money spare in the bank as well.
1.1. But that's not doing the hop-on, hop-off on Salah, Ronaldo.
You could make a case to, and this would be a mad one.
Listeners, if this is boring, I'm just going to apologise.
No. We're just having open conversation about how to fix things in terms of how to fix things.
Ward-Prowse?
I would consider, generally madly, on Sunday, something like Rafinha or Ward-Prowse to something like Harry Maguire. You're so far off, mate. They've got amazing fixtures for like 12 game weeks. What if it suddenly turns under the new manager?
All right. Keeping that 1.1
there. And it gives you backup for Ronaldo's inevitable rest whenever it happens. Harry Maguire over this period is the sort of player, and I'm not generally advising most people to buy him, but he's going to play every game, isn't he? That's right. Handy over this period.
Next question. If I can afford Mbeumo in this whole strategy instead of Norgaard.
No, I don't.
But Norgaard's a doubt. Say Norgaard doesn't rock up in the team on Thursday, what would you do?
Buy him Sunday.
Just leave it till Sunday then. Yeah, just, do three moves on Sunday instead.
Yeah, that's it.
You think he'll be back by
just
Sunday?
Just hold Huang for Liverpool and... All right, it's 2 points that you wouldn't have had otherwise. You're not actually expecting Norgaard to get any more than 2 points, are you? So it's not one where you're looking for the massive gain anyway. Okay, he gets the odd shots here. He gets the odd tackles here. He's absolutely nailed in that team if he's fit. Tomorrow's Clash of the Correspondents, Tottenham-Brentford. We discuss Norgaard a little bit.
Yep.
He is the one that always plays, irrespective of there might be a change of system in the next month or so. Not that we particularly think there will be. But he's locked in that team. He's 6.2. He gets the odd shots here. He gets the odd tackle tier. It's perfect, mate. Because he enables you. Someone asked me about him a couple of weeks ago. Said, what's the benefit of getting Norgaard? I said, it allows you the 10 best other players in the game.
Right.
And that's where you can learn to lean to get towards. And with obviously overhaul coming at the end of January, in your position, with the transfers you've got, there's no time to waste. Get shit done.
Mm.
Huang's got to go. Saint-Maximin's got to go. I think for you, you should find the money for Ronaldo quickly, be it Thursday, Sunday, whatever. And make some moves, mate. And freshen up your team is going to give you a fresh outlook and approach. Yeah. And I think genuinely, you should look at a route of something, because you're what, 10K or something?
Mm.
You should look at a route of something that no one else is looking at the moment. So for me, that would be something like Manchester United defensively.
So what about, once I'm done on... I was going to suggest Ben White to Harry Maguire instead of...
You want Ben White for Monday, mate?
Yeah, so after Monday, but then Arsenal and United play together on the Saturday. So
Arsenal got good fixtures in December, I'd leave that, that's fine.
Yeah, Ben White's all right to just tick along there nicely. What about your team? Who have you got that's doing bits?
No one.
Yeah.
I mean...
Do you know what also was really... really not demoralizing, but looking at it is our friend Paul McAnulty.
He's smashing it, is he?
Well, it was just I was listening to him and Fergie the other day, and look, you need luck and you need things to go your way. He's obviously a good manager making good decisions, and he bought Gueye right a few weeks ago. He scored two goals in two games. You're like, oh, when the good players are also getting the
but
the
then
green
look
as well.
For Paul what last night, and for all I know, Paul's captain Rafinha. I don't have a clue, but Paul's got Gueye last night. He's lost the clean sheet in injury time, and it was handball against Gueye. He got booked as well to add insult to injury.
True. So when you look over a longer period,
there's no tearing from him last night or something. So last week's good luck. He's got the last minute winner at the weekend. He's just cancelled out by the last minute. He's lost a clean sheet there, right? So
that becomes a one-pointer all of a sudden.
I think when these things happen, you go, oh, he's doing this and that. So look, Paul's had something in his favour. He's just saying, not in his favour. And we all experience that.
Mm.
We all experience that. The majority of Sky players had a bad weekend, mate, because the captains did nothing. The majority of us captained Salah on Saturday.
You did?
Yeah, and most of us will. Okay, it's an assist. With his ownership, doesn't particularly matter. Most of us, because of the Tottenham postponement, I think most of us were going Cancelo anyway. But anyone who was thinking of going against went,
I think not worth it anymore.
I'm going to go Cancelo at this stage. Or maybe there was some, even if those went, he obviously last minute goal conceded. Otherwise, he's an 11-pointer rather than six, because he's at passing tier and shot tier again and still got a 6-pointer. Anybody who went alternative then to City has probably gone Chelsea. They conceded, so there's no big return now. Was there a Friday game last week? I don't think there was. I can't remember. So it's only the two captaincies. And a lot of the other popular players over the weekend did nothing.
You've forgotten your Saturday deadline stream already, haven't you?
Whammed on my Saturday deadline stream.
You didn't hit record. You hit record.
Oh, that's got nothing to do with Sky.
I'm just saying that was when the deadline was.
Now, amongst my poor Sky Fantasy football weekend, you know, yes, I forgot to hit record on a live stream. And then I went up to Manchester, got drunk, had a hangover, went to Burnley and stood around in the snow for an hour and a half and then went back home. That's how it goes. And on the way back home, I made two transfers on Sunday.
You sold Heung-min Son, you told me.
Yeah, it wasn't in the plan, obviously.
What was the thinking?
My thinking was it got me to where I wanted to get to quicker, and there was a game that I wasn't anticipating, and I'd seen Aubameyang's miss the day before, and I thought, I can't ever be going there. So there was so many influences. I went Gray to Alonso. That was part of the plan, as long as Gray wasn't in the team. And I was prepared to swing that if John Stones had been playing for Laporte. Obviously, Laporte played. Laporte obviously got booked. Laporte's now suspended this Wednesday. But he's going to stay for me at the minute because I still think he's got slight favouritism, Laporte, and hardly anyone else has got him. So I want to keep him at the moment if he's going to... It's probably the deciding factor for me is if he's in that team against Watford at the weekend. Otherwise, I might have to move it on. But if he's in that team against Watford again at the weekend, I think Laporte's just going to stay for me.
What price, Laporte?
He's like 9.1 or something. His ownership is low in the top 1,000. So I did that straight away before the Tottenham game had even been postponed, actually. And that was probably first fatal mistake. I knew that game was in doubt. I still would have done the same thing, Gray to Alonso. But I still should have waited for a little bit more information on the Tottenham game. I'm standing there in Burnley looking like a snowman hiding outside of fucking Greg's. I know this game's in danger and I should wait. So anyway, I've done that transfer. Game's postponed. Walk back to the train station. Gets on a train 15 minutes before 2 o'clock.
Sorry. So you sold Son before you knew it was postponed?
No.
So you knew it was postponed?
No, I'd already made the move Gray to Alonso.
Right. So that was done.
Yep.
Then the Son move was secondary.
It was a mistake. The biggest mistake I made was, even though it wouldn't have made a difference, I think I would have had more clarity about what I was doing later if I'd have waited for confirmation that Tottenham had been postponed. Because what happened was I made a decision, then the circumstance changed. So now I'm sitting on a train, I'm looking at it again and just checking through the teams. And I'm looking, fuck, I've got Son and Kane. And I really gambled on it to try and do something a little bit different to everybody else, take the two Spurs attacking players. And I knew that I did not want Son after the Norwich fixture this Sunday. Did not want him. And I spoke about the idea of maybe moving to Ronaldo when they play Brentford with no gain. And suddenly I'm sitting there and I've got the exact money to go Son to Ronaldo. I've got zero in the bank now. The exact money to go Son to Ronaldo. And I'm like, can Ronaldo outscore Son these three games versus two?
Well, it's two and a half, maybe not even.
Now it's 2v2 because Ronaldo obviously wasn't in the team, and I wasn't expecting anything from Ronaldo, but you know that if they do something he's probably going to be involved. What I didn't twig and anticipate was he won't be in that team, and when I made the transfer I wasn't expecting anything from him. It was more a case of here's my gain, sod it, this is the way I've now decided I'm going to go. Because I'd come to the conclusion earlier on Sunday that obviously the get out from Son, if I didn't go to Ronaldo with the no gain, was of course I could move Son to Aubameyang for the Everton Arsenal game. But I decided I didn't really want to do that. And there's other players that I'd like to look at moving on. For example, he's done me a brilliant turn last night, but after this Sunday's fixture against Brentford, Rafinha's got rough fixtures. Can I go Rafinha to Smith Rowe, for example, which is probably what it's going to have to be for me to open up the money back again? Because take, for example, Suge, if I want to move Laporte to Stones at the moment, I can't because Stones is 0.1 more. So I do not ever like being in a position where I've got zero in the bank. But now I'm stuck in a position, which is fine. I've decided I'm going with a freemium up front and we're going for it. And I'm going to take them on quite a lot with obviously the captaincy. And they're not moving. They're not moving till the end of the month as long as they stay fit. And that's it. Having got Alonso in, we know Chilwell's going to be out probably till at least after the overhaul. Alonso's going to play the majority of games. He's great value. He can sit there. I've got Rudiger. I've got Cancelo. I've got Laporte. If Laporte stays in a Man City team, I'm very happy with what I've got defence and attack. The only player returned well for me this weekend, Suge? The fucking cheapest one, Alvaro Fernandez. 6 million in goal.
Goalkeeper in
12-pointer. Stopped it looking like a complete disaster. And obviously, once Brentford and Watford's out of the way, I want to move Mbeumo as well. It still makes sense, as far as I'm concerned, to keep Mbeumo for Tottenham, Leeds, Watford. In fact, you can make the case that it's effective 4-for-1 if you want to go in for a Brentford player for the Tottenham fixture on Thursday. If, like many of you, I'm sure, do think Tottenham are absolutely ropey. I know there's a few people I think are going to look at going Tony on Thursday for exactly that. 4-for-1, bang, Tottenham away, Leeds away, Watford at home, captaincy, and then straight back on again. It's the sort of move, Suge, perhaps you should consider with the amount of transfers you've got left even. These cheap as, you just need to work out what you'd be doing after Watford if you go that way.
There's plenty of options in the 11th, right, to come off. Because loads of teams are playing on that Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, another one opened up the money for you. I mean, if he is in the team tonight, and there's someone you want to get rid of, like a Rafinha or Gallagher for whatever reason, like Emmanuel Dennis up front, 5.5.
Yeah, yeah.
Josh King's dirt cheap as well. So King and Tony are kind of similar value. King's on the pens. We've seen in last night's games how valuable penalties can be in this game. You need one more shot on target for shots here, don't you?
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
So what I've decided now is I'm probably going Rafinha to Smith Rowe on Monday. I probably haven't got any other options. I'm happy to get rid of Rafinha at that point because he's got four really rough fixtures. And then I'm looking at moving Mbeumo on after Brentford, Watford with the spare cash. And I think that's me set for quite a while, as long as players stay fit. Now, we know how this game works. That won't happen.
No, unfortunately not.
But the longer term plan is now it's all just come forward.
Right.
I'm chilled.
Chill.
I'm not in a good position. I had a touch last night. But I did my deadline stream last night. I did a bit of analysis into Palace on Monday evening after we did the pod, and I was a bit confused about Zaha coming off early, and all my research told me that Milivojevic had had a stinker and Gallagher had to go and play deeper to look after Palace, basically. And I saw the team with Milivojevic not in it, and the amount of people on my deadline stream had said, no, don't buy Gallagher, mainly for FPL, obviously. I decided I was looking at going, who's got the bigger ceiling between the two? Like, if one of them's really going to pop off, Gallagher, yeah, could be a tackle tier and a shot tier and an 8-pointer, great. But who's going to get me the plus 20-pointer if one of them's going to go off? It's Rafinha. And it wasn't like Rafinha was lowly owned. It was 70% owned or so as well. What's Rafinha's top 1K ownership? You got bought by Moore again last night.
84.5. So massive. It's huge.
It's massive. So, and I think I was a little bit blinded by what Gallagher's on, like 95% or something. Oh, well, but actually, it looked a couple of weeks ago that captain Gallagher and Rafinha turning well was still going to be good. But actually, no, you needed to get the right captain last night. It's a 20-point swing. Listen, let me tell you, honestly, truthy, I switched. I'm not clever dick because it really could have gone the other way around. Really could have.
I know a few listeners may have some questions around planning because the international tournaments coming down the road. I guess there's not really much to say around them right now because they're far away. The Club World Cup is after the overhaul, and the African Cup of Nations, now I'm hearing, may not even happen because of the travel restrictions. So if anybody's thinking around, do I need to plan extra transfers for that and all that kind of stuff, where does it fit into your planning head right now? Just ignore.
Open mind. Says a few important things. One is that. Now, I think the African nation probably will go ahead, but we've had it postponed in the past. I don't think we should rule out the possibility that it could be postponed. So I know there's people talking about the idea of selling Mendy and stuff. My advice would probably be hold on at the moment, get yourself a bit more information. Like, for example, I'm looking at selling Salah basically after the Leicester game before Liverpool play Chelsea. I'm obviously not doing that if Salah's not going to the African nations. So keep an open mind about it. I would also say keep an open mind about Chelsea's Club World Cup participation as well, because it's scheduled for after overhaul. Their games against Brighton and Arsenal right at the start of February are going to be postponed as it stands if that Club World Cup goes ahead. I don't think it's impossible if the African nations gets postponed that they bring it forward to January.
Right, so that could move potentially as well.
I don't think it's impossible. I just think until we kind of get beyond this season and probably beyond the Qatar World Cup, the football calendar's a bit scrambled, and what we know in terms of what may or may not happen. I mean, any Chelsea fans kind of booking to go to the UAE at the moment, I mean, you're brave. You're brave, because that shit might change. I wouldn't be surprised if that even got pushed back to the summer for similar reasons to African nations. That may not definitely happen. Then you're in a case that Brighton and Arsenal's on. I think the game postponed with Arsenal could literally happen 3 or 4 days later. So it would still fall in the same FPL and Sky game week, technically, and then be a single game day. So, I mean, that's at the moment, that's an after overhaul problem. The other one, obviously, to bear in mind is Tottenham, because obviously the game against Burnley was postponed. Should we lose to yourselves, Suj, in the Carabao Cup quarterfinals, which is December the 22nd,
correct,
it is possible that Burnley-Tottenham could take place in January. That's the only way it can. And then, of course, if that does happen, then you're going to want probably Harry Kane for that again, aren't you, if you're thinking of selling. So
So open mind at the moment.
Literally keep an open mind at the moment because the situation can change. I imagine what we're probably going to get is the African nations will probably go ahead. The Chelsea's Club World Cup probably will be in February. And even if Tottenham do lose to West Ham in the Carabao Cup quarterfinals, I don't think that game will be arranged in January, especially if Tottenham have gone out of Europe.
Might still be snowing up in Burnley in January.
Well, it's not even necessarily a case of that. The fans have been fucked about once having already gone there, yeah. Right? Do you then want to tell them 2 days before Christmas, oh yeah, the game's in 2 weeks on a Wednesday night in January? That doesn't seem very fair again, right? So it's... Honestly,
wait and see if Burnley, both of you get out of the FA Cup.
Right now, the most likely time for Burnley-Tottenham, in my opinion, is probably April.
Yeah, well, if both of you get knocked out of the FA Cup and a free weekend pops up, off we go. Just out of interest, you know, you got any money back? Are they giving you anything back? Are you? It is what it is. You're done.
No, there's no point even asking. So what they've said they'll do whenever the game is, they said they'll do us a free coach. I mean, the coach was only a tenner if I wanted to take that up anyways.
Great.
That doesn't particularly interest me anyway, whoopee-doo. Obviously, if I can't go to the rearranged game, they will refund me for the match ticket, of course.
Yeah.
But it's not their fault that I got on the train and stayed in a hotel. No. You in an ideal world, you'd go, oh yeah, Tottenham, be nice about it. Give me 200 quid back or something. But at the end of the day, I use the train service. I use the hotel services. It's not their problem, so... And it wouldn't be Tottenham's problem anyway. So it's just unfortunate.
You know what your problem is. You didn't travel from far enough. If you'd have travelled from the other side of the world, you'd have been all right. But you only travelled from North London.
If I'd have added Harry Kane, yeah. I mean, my story wouldn't have... exactly what you said the other day. Why did they choose to go to Burnley away of all the games? A little bit weird.
Madness. Let's cover off a bit of captaincy and then we can talk about some Twitter questions as well. We'll recap this evening and tomorrow's captaincy and the weekend that's ahead. Salah originally was the man tonight. Anything inside you want to go with one of the earlier games so you know who's playing, like Rudiger at Chelsea? For
well, you will anyway, because you've got till 7:30.
Ah, yes, okay.
City and Liverpool games are quarter
fair
past
play.
8.
Yeah, good point.
Strong advice.
That 15-minute window.
You need to be in that app at 7:15 when those two teams drop, rather than scrambling to get in there just in case. I will be bust on Salah.
I'll be sitting in my seat at the London Stadium. So, Sham, two guys, one cup. If you're listening, nudge me to do my Sky team, will you, when I'm in the seat? He sits directly behind me, so.
I'll be bus Salah. The backup option is Cancelo. I think the backup option after that for myself is Rudiger. I think that's probably similar order to probably what people were thinking. I wonder if more, perhaps, than I'm expecting, might go Chelsea player. Excuse me, if Salah's not starting. I think he will.
Salah's not starting. I'm going Rudiger over Cancelo today.
I would generally... I think if... I know Luke said this on one of the scout vids a few weeks ago. It's like, if I can see Cancelo's in the team, I'm mass tempted all the time, basically. And I completely agree with that philosophy. So I think Everton are in such a bad place that I don't really want to push against Salah for that fixture tonight. So Salah is plan A.
Tomorrow, Harry Kane.
Definitely.
No questions, no doubts. Well, the only questions if he didn't play.
Well, I've got the fullback. I've got Fernandes. I've got Mbeumo.
Kinder Bueno.
Mbeumo. Tom Meadows confirmed to me it is Mbeumo. Mark Summons is correct. It is Mbeumo. Kinder Mbeumo just doesn't have quite the same ring, does it?
No.
Obviously, if Kane, for whatever reason, wasn't in the Tottenham team, then Ronaldo.
Yeah.
But I would go Kane over Ronaldo, honestly. The Arsenal look better defence. I know they got shot at Liverpool, but United aren't Liverpool at the moment, are they? I do think we joked about this yesterday that Ronaldo will definitely score.
Yeah.
In that game.
Yeah.
But I'll be going Kane.
Me too, Kane as well. My backup is Ben White. So we shall see.
That's your backup?
Yeah, I'm going anyone else that day.
Get Ronaldo in.
Early. Yeah, I might have to bring my Sunday moves early.
But if you go Hwang to Norgaard, you can go Diaz to Ronaldo tomorrow,
if I need to, for sure. Saturday, who are you thinking? Are you thinking Salah again against Wolves away?
Yeah.
I think so too.
It's difficult. I find it difficult to overlook. What's the early game Saturday? It's yours, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. The magic of West Ham v Chelsea.
No Man City team. if Cancelo didn't play tonight, it may alter my thinking. And I think, well, Cancelo's definitely playing at Watford. It will feel like I'm seeing the team if he doesn't play tonight. But I think he will in any case. So it's got to be Salah, I think. Mm. The thing is as well, I think with that one, the majority of us will miss. Do you know what I mean? If he does end up being a sub at Wolves, it's going to be the same for all of us, basically.
Indeed.
So Saturday.
Sunday.
Sunday is easier. It's Kane again, it will be for me. And I do think he's the standout option. There are definitely competitive alternatives. Rafinha is one. Cristiano Ronaldo is a more obvious one, obviously.
It's Norwich, though. Kane against Norwich.
There will, of course, be people sitting there right now without Kane or Ronaldo. Definitely there will be people in that position. I think, personally, I would look at it and go, Kane Thursday and Sunday is the best option for both. Your effective 4-for-1s, even if you moved him straight onto Aubameyang on Monday, over the majority of people. So I still think Kane would be worth buying if you're going to captain him twice. So Kane, best option for me. Obviously, Ronaldo, if you want to go in, you're going in, I think, longer terms. Lots of people are going to buy Ronaldo over the next few days. I don't think it's a bad thing for the game that he's not been doing great, because I think he would literally be in a position, if Ronaldo, Kane and Salah were all firing, honestly, everybody would be scrambling to have them as the front three. And and watch how big Christian Norgaard's ownership would get. He'd be like, oh, we need to find the money for this guy or something. So I think that there's a number of people who are definitely going to wait on Ronaldo to that path that I said, sort of December the 27th. There are a few that are definitely going to go Salah to Ronaldo on Sunday with the hop on, hop off idea. That's your first point of doing it. And I think there are others will go and buy on Thursday, look at things like that. That was my original plan, was Diaz to Ronaldo now. So I'm sure some people got that sort of move in mind.
Mm. On the Monday, you're buying Smith Rowe, and that's because he'll be your only captaincy option for that day?
Well, I might not. I mean, for example, if Laporte isn't in the team against Watford, I might look at Ben White, actually.
Or Gabriel. Someone a bit better.
As alternatives. Because I do think they've got good fixtures in December. I think they've shown in some of these good fixtures they can keep clean sheets. There has definitely been a little bit of an upturn in passing tiers for both White and Gabriel over the last few weeks or so. So in your case, Sud, you've got Ben White, and it's absolutely reasonable at the moment.
Yeah, just leave it on him.
I think Smith Rowe strikes me as, Arsenal play well, Smith Rowe is going to be close to man of the match quite regularly for them. That's the feeling I get at the moment. So I don't mind that. Rafinha to Smith Rowe on Sunday opens me money. I may well end up going back to Rafinha at the end of the month. They've got four dirty fixtures. They've got the big three all away in three of the following four fixtures. Arsenal at home is the other one. So I'm happy to lose Rafinha for that period and get bits of gain out of it at the same time. Yeah, I think that's the most likely, is Rafinha to Smith Rowe, Laporte to White as an alternative if Laporte's not in the team, or there'll be an injury somewhere else and that'll make my decision.
Right.
I think, if I lost one of the big three through injury, I would maybe still consider Aubameyang. But actually, I think I'd go somewhere else. I think I'd still go for the likes of Smith Rowe, and then realise that with Rafinha, then I could use that to be looking at Liverpool defensively or
something like that. Yeah. Even better. Exactly that. Good, good. Let's get in some of the Twitter questions. I was going to say surprisingly for Sky, but actually we've had more than we normally get on Sky questions.
Really? I didn't even send it out till this morning.
Yeah, it definitely feels like there's more than we normally get. So let's see what we can do with some of these. And some we may have obviously already answered.
Is that a Sud phone going off by chance?
What is this?
It literally cannot get through a podcast without something going on.
And do you know what? I put that thing on, the one that rings, I put it on silent, so do not disturb me. There we go.
Read me
from
a question.
Now on. Grant. Salah or Trent captain tonight? Can see Trent getting passing tier and clean sheets.
Yeah, I can see Salah getting hat trick.
Yeah.
Everton is so bad at, of course Trent could haul. Salah could haul and Trent could still outscore him, right? If they go strong tonight, fuck me, I'd be shitting myself if I was an Everton fan tonight.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it. If your rank's low and you fancy a bit of a punt, then go for it. But yeah, James Hill, I mean, the Liverpool fans are going to be singing Benitez's name louder than ever before if they fucking batter him today, aren't they?
Rafa the agent.
James Hill, is Mendy to De Gea, the best Mendy move with AFCON on the horizon. It provides a good backup captaincy option if Ronaldo doesn't start any of the single game days.
Yes, it might do, but again, I would say wait.
Okay.
Sunday the 27th. By Sunday 27th, we've got to know. All right, and that's the start of the kind of Man United single game days where you might need that backup coverage for Ronaldo. I would not be moving Mendy to De Gea now.
Okay.
Wait till then. Sunday the 27th is about the time you want to target. And do you know what? If that's the case, yes, I've even said to you, Serge, like, yeah, think outside the box. Consider someone like Harry Maguire at the moment, because those fixtures might breed form. Because at the moment, it's the only thing that looks capable of doing it, plus obviously the new manager. So yeah, I don't mind that as a shout, but I think in the case of Mendy, if I said to you the African nations were off, you wouldn't want to sell him. No chance.
Yep.
So at the moment, hold, wait.
There's a similar question here around Diaz and Rafinha from PM. Do you think Diaz and Rafinha to Webster and Ronaldo after their games this week is a good move, or wait till AFCON and go Salah to Ronaldo? Seems quite a way off.
I'm just trying to work out when we're going into Webster then from that point, because Brighton plays Saturday.
Right.
To be Sunday the 12th, so the one
maybe
after.
He means after these midweek games.
No, Brighton playing tonight, aren't they?
Yes, same as City.
So you could go Rafinha to Webster tonight, obviously.
And then Diaz to Ronaldo
tomorrow or Sunday, whatever takes your fancy.
That's the move, right? Yeah.
That would be the better way of doing it. And obviously tonight as well, you'd get confirmation if Webster's playing again. Wouldn't make sense to miss Webster tonight and on Saturday and then make that move on Sunday just to fund Ronaldo. No, that move needs to happen now. Yeah, it's fine. I mean, Webster's not... If Chilwell hadn't got injured, I would have been buying Webster rather than Alonso, definitely.
A question from FPO Louis. What should I do with Townsend? He's got nothing in the bank and needs a midfielder. Smith Rowe?
I would go to Smith Rowe tomorrow night on Thursday.
And that's it. Done. Yeah.
And it still gives you the coverage then for the captaincy.
Exactly, that's why I was thinking Smith Rowe as well.
That was what I was originally considering was similar, was Gray to Smith Rowe tomorrow night. And I genuinely think that even owners of Gray should consider that. They just look shy, Evan. Like, get rid of it.
Crypto FPL says, how are bonus points calculated? Rafinha getting none last night baffled me. Well, that's an FPL question to start with. But considering the handle's Crypto FPL...
It's definitely the fact...
I understand Bitcoin more than I understand bonus points in FPL. And that tells you all you need to know, because I think that's... Bitcoin's worse than bonus points in FPL.
Read me the question.
How are bonus points calculated? Rafinha getting none last night baffled me.
Right. First thing is, it's all on the FPL website anyway. Certainly, goal scorers get a lot higher BPS than midfielders who score goals. And I already told you, Rafinha's man of match was quite laughable last night.
Yeah, and from a Sky point of view, FPL, whatever.
It was like, there's been no outstanding player here. Let's pick the flair player. Let's give it to him. Oh, Amazon Prime's got the coverage. Yeah, I mean, it was a fairly absurd. And the man of match announcement was before the penalty, by the way. It was before he scored. I could have understood it if it had been afterwards. I'm guessing, mind you, it was done by a Sky guy rather than Amazon. But I'm sure your guy in the stands was aware that Amazon would give man a match to Rafinha, and it has some influence and stuff.
Yeah.
What I love about the question most of all, though, is the fact that I've definitely said in the tweet, can we have your hashtag SkyFF questions for our Sky Fantasy Football podcast tomorrow, please?
Yes.
With a picture that has the graphic of Sky Fantasy Football in it as well. I don't know how clear I can be for people, Serge, honestly.
Yeah. We'll come back to it. Crypto. Sorry, we've been a bit grumpy on it.
Cheers, Crypto.
Yeah. FPL of Fox. I'm having a go.
He's not going to listen to it. He's going to get 10 minutes in and go, I don't know what they're talking about. He's turned off, mate.
FPL of Fox. I'm having a go at the monthly prize for December. What tactics would you employ over the month to make the most of 5 transfers a week? I'm torn between trying to find an extra game changes or just switching between the big hitters.
I would, personally, December, I would have a core of Ronaldo, Salah, Kane and Cancelo as full-on captaincies. And I would dance the fixtures for everything else.
Right.
Like constantly.
There we
constantly danced the fixtures. So obvious ones would use, because we just use Webster as an example. You know, if you want to buy a Brighton player tonight, you've got Wednesday, Saturday, bang, you've got two games of someone else before they play again the following Sunday, and you dance that constantly. So that's pencil and paper job.
Yep. FPL Pasty, do you think Alonso is a locked 90-minute man over the busy Christmas schedule? I mean, I find it difficult. Any questions around who's nailed and locked and whatever other phrase we want to use. But I do think he's worth getting because they don't really have another wing back in that system that they could play. That would be Azpilicueta switching to the other side, right?
I thought more people would buy him. Really did. I thought his ownership would literally go straight up to about 50% top 1,000.
Didn't.
27. And that must be said that a few players have returned, and obviously Alonso wasn't one of them. So it could be that some of those in the top 1,000 have dropped out of that area. Similarly, obviously, Rafinha's ownership in the top 1,000 going up because he did very well last night stands to reason that those have got would obviously improve their rank. I wonder if other people might be looking at that as a move tonight, though. Like, if you're sitting there with four in midfield, Rafinha to Alonso tonight, if Alonso's in the team, because now you've got the confirmation. So I think a few were put off about not being sure on Sunday if he was going to play.
Well, he did.
Well, Thomas Tuchel, I think most of us were like, yeah, don't overthink it, he's going to play. And Tuchel's comments yesterday were very reassuring for Alonso. It was like, look, we have other options. Is he going to play every game during the month? No, probably not. Is he going to provide value at 7.9 and play the majority of the games? Yeah. He described him as a specialist. He said Alonso is our specialist left wing back, and he's the only specialist we have in that position with Ben Chilwell injured. So he will be given the chance. It's fairly clear that he's going to play the majority of the games at the moment. That doesn't mean he plays tonight. And if he plays tonight, it doesn't mean he's a certainty to play at West Ham. That might be one they go, oh, fuck it, West Ham, a bit more difficult. We'll play Azpilicueta at left wing back. Or we might want to play Pulisic out there and push Ben Johnson back really deep and have Jared Bowen worried about going the other way. That's up to the world-class manager to decide how they do it. But Alonso's going to play the majority of the games. I think it's a get. 7.9. In the best defence in the league, arguably. And he's the sort of defender who will get you a shot here.
Well,
you know he's going to get goals. It's almost inevitable, isn't it?
Ron wants to know, would you rather own Rodri or Jorginho?
Great question. This is a great question. I think Rodri.
Okay. Tom Laslett, what's your thoughts on the needs for a Liverpool defender? Moving Chilwell to Reece James on Sunday, but could have done VVD on the Saturday. Feel like reversing the transfer now or moving to Laporte to have some Liverpool coverage. Currently got just City and Chelsea defence. Are you interested in Liverpool defence?
Yeah, of course. Wish I was sitting there with Trent, Van Dijk, Andy Robertson's coming back to form. Joel Matip, what a problem he is. One good game out, one game out, back in, problem. Yeah, of course I wish I was sitting there with Trent and stuff. He's probably the player I'm most like, oh, I wish I had him and stuff. But I already spoke to you about, you know, moving the money. If I lost one of them big three now and there's no requirement for them, rather than Aubameyang, do I shove that money like straight into like Trent or something? It's probably more likely for me at the moment and then go 5-3-2.
Yeah.
So yes, it's a regret, but it doesn't work for me the way I've gone.
FPL face-off. I think this is quite a simple one to answer, James. I need a temporary Brentford midfield option to link Hwang and Rice and cover the single game day. Who do you recommend? Norgaard.
I would go Norgaard, and if he gets booked against Leeds and misses the Watford game, it's pretty dirty. In a way, you're probably hoping he gets booked tonight. Misses the Leeds game. But to be honest, if you're worrying about covering the captaincy with him, it's a bit... you're not expecting anything anyway. I think there are a few that will look at it, and if people have to say, I'm going to skip that. And Brentford-Watford is skippable. Like, definitely, you don't have to have someone from that. I think Fernandes should be considered. Now he's got the kind of clean sheet monkey off his back. They have got some good fixtures still to come. He's 6 million, he's dirt cheap. If that helps fund freemium like it has for me and stuff, fine, consider it. And I think there are some, as I said, Tony tomorrow night. Tony tomorrow night, effective 4-for-1, in and out. Because Tony will be the outstanding captaincy option, fairly certain of that. And there are some that would consider Josh King and stuff, but the entry point's not quite right I don't think, for King and Dennis. King and Dennis are on radar for me now, though, so seriously. Like, I'm ready to accept them as possible options.
Okay. Mendy's getting a hell of a lot of mention. So would you do Mendy to Ramsdale over Rafinha to ESR? Frees up funds, as well as Arsenal having good fixtures, and Mendy will have to go away. Steve Wright, is Mendy just a hold till overall? Already have Smith Rowe for single Arsenal game day coverage. Mendy seems to be getting a lot of mentions.
I can understand the wanting to spoke about
Fergie. Is it because money? Do people try to downgrade him to find money?
I think it could be one. I think it's concern of the brilliant best fixtures have gone. I've just conceded a goal against Man United very sloppily. And obviously the looming of African nations makes people know that they're going to want to get rid of some point, I think. Now, you understand the wanting to get Ramsdale now for many. I was going to say, obviously, Fergie from Hub, because he's obviously looking to potentially captain him on the Monday night against Everton, and the fixtures are decent. In the case of most others, I think it's a wait. But then even that one, you could do it tomorrow night, Mendy to Fernandes. Like, on the face of it, I go, no, don't do that. But I don't know what that other 1.6 million or so is going to get you, right? That might be what decides that you get Ronaldo tomorrow night as well, for example. So it's never quite straightforward to answer these. But generally speaking, I mean, it's probably hold.
We have FPL Hambone. Are you going to be doing the threemium up front? You've talked about, yes, you are, and I'm probably following suit as well. But he's starting to think that only two big guns are needed. So only two are needed for captaincy coverage.
Ronaldo is not needed. It's not needed. But I'm also not going to win this game sitting on my arse. So I've gone in ahead of him, ahead of most on him. So, no, I think on the majority of the days, the other three big players, and I'll put Cancelo in that list at the moment, can cover him.
Mm.
I don't think you need him. There are days I've decided I'm going to go. Like, I'm going to captain him in a lot of his games and go for it.
Okay. FPL's Norman Conquest.
He says, having got him in, didn't captain him Sunday, won't tomorrow night, and won't this Sunday.
What do you do with Aubameyang for a single game day, even though Arsenal's fixtures look decent? Would you move him on to Diaz, VVD, someone like that?
No, I'd keep. And I would look at possible exits around about Wednesday the 29th of December.
Yeah. Right. McFlurry Oreos.
Very obviously good question. He's going to go to the Africans as well, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I like the fact that teams are private, but do you think that... I need to check Gabon, whether or not they're in it.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure I've seen Aubameyang's going to miss games. Okay.
Do you think that making each team's transfers public, even if the team is private, would be a good thing to help people understand their relative position? How would you feel about that?
No, not bothered. We have this sort of discussion so many times. This is the way this game works. I'm okay with it. It is what it is. I'd only spend more time like studying the game for very minimal gain out of it. He's made this transfer. You start looking at everyone. The obsessives would look at everybody in like the top 1,000. I've been through everybody's. Listen, we've got tools like Frank and FF Stuff, and he'll look after that sort of thing for you, so I don't have to, right?
FPO Addict, Chris, what, if any, luxury moves are you considering? Would you consider Rafinha out next game week a luxury move to Bowen, for example? Luxurious.
Oh, it might be a necessity for me. Jared Bowen's very much on radar. I have looked at, obviously, if I went Rafinha to Smith Rowe, could I go and Mbeumo to Bowen? No, I can't. I'd be a little bit short, actually. But yeah, Jared Bowen's on agenda. I'm part thinking, obviously, if Laporte's at the City team, that's an alternative option for myself as well, is to look at Laporte to Bowen in the near future. So yeah, Jared Bowen, I really like it on radar. And obviously for myself, now I've gone the big three up front, they're staying unless... It wouldn't even matter if they were blank, if they all blanked the next three game weeks. They're not moving unless they get injured. So therefore, I'm definitely going without Antonio for things like that Norwich home fixture you've got. So of course, someone like Jared Bowen has to be in my thinking. I mean, it'd be a very good option. Very good option, Jared Bowen.
Gary wants to know, is it too much of a risk to get Antonio for Christmas? All I want for Christmas is Antonio.
We'll leave that one to you, I think, Suj.
Or do we back him for the good fixtures and deal with the inevitable injury as and when? The truth is, you're not buying him now, today. before Brighton, really. Or if you are, how are you getting to him? Because we've got two premium strikers or whatever. You're not going to buy him before Chelsea. So can I answer that next week?
You can.
Yeah. I'd rather wait and see what happens against Brighton, what happens against Chelsea before making a decision on it. Because again, the next week we have the European game, albeit a home game on the Thursday.
He won't play.
And yeah, we say that.
No, he won't play.
He shouldn't play. No, I don't want him to play.
He will not play.
We've already topped the group.
There is more danger on that Thursday night of Antonio pulling a groin muscle injury with whoever he's spending the night with than pulling an injury playing for West Ham that night.
That is true. He's spending it with his wife. We're not speculating anything.
Is he married?
He's married, man. He's got like 3-4 kids.
Yeah, I was going to say 3-4 wives.
No, 3-4 kids. I mean, the noises that come out of West Ham, I mean, we knew he's injury prone now. They manage him like as much as anyone can be managed.
He's got to December and he's been all right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's only missed the one game from suspension for a red card so far. So
the entry point is Sunday the 12th. So I think you are right to say, yeah, look at it again. Yes, you could make the case that you could move off of, if you've got two up front, the likes of Rafinha tonight, if it's affordable and stuff. But actually, no, I think you're better off waiting and coming back. So the entry point Sunday the 12th. So we'll speak about Mickey next week.
Yeah, I think I want to wait and see in the next two games what happens. And obviously after the Chelsea game, the fixtures do get better for West Ham. So it might be a consideration. He's cheap in this game. And last but not least, we're going to give a question to Ian Parrin. And it's a good one.
Oh, the superstar.
What style of Sky manager does the Club World Cup post-overhaul timing suit most? The hares with points in the bag or the tortoises with transfers in hand?
It depends how big the difference is, doesn't it? I would say the transfers in hand.
Do you know how many points you have overall, if you don't mind me asking? I ask this regularly.
And I never know. I'm about 200 points behind first or something.
Okay, you say 200 ahead of me.
2,366 is my position. Sorry, 1,123 points.
1,123?
Yeah, what are you on?
1,013. Yeah. So you're only 110 points ahead of me.
This is what I keep telling you. What are you giving
up for?
Is that
it? I thought you were like...
Is that it?
300 points at least. So I'm only 300 points off top.
Yeah.
What odds on winning? I'm going to start a little book
for you.
On you,
million to one, mate.
I'll take that bet. I'll give you a pound.
No, bruv, you'd get to first and miss the deadline on the final day.
Dear. We did have questions around that before, didn't we?
I think so, transfers in hand. And I spoke about this either last week
or the week before. About the tortoises, sorry.
Actually, okay, yes, you can make grounds now, but I still believe, and I'd be surprised if Ian disagrees, the ship with the real kind of flip of effective 5-for-1s and stuff like that suddenly drops is going to be this sort of period with Chelsea suddenly. Chelsea at some point are probably going to have like a 3-0 somewhere over certain teams where, I don't know, they go out the FA Cup and they're playing a midweek in between. Suddenly they're playing Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday and everyone else is finished for a month.
Because of internationals. The Dobbs asked the question, which I didn't ask, but I think I will now. Do you foresee starting second overhaul with 8 Man City players again?
No.
But then that's, I guess, relative to that Chelsea won't have any games, so we pile into. I think the difference this time around is we just had no idea where to go attacking. Like, KDB was a lock for
but
so
City
long.
But City had the extra fixtures. There was Everton away and another one, wasn't there? I can't remember what they were now. But they had extra fixtures as well.
Was
right?
It the Arsenal game that was postponed originally for COVID?
Oh,
City Arsenal.
Remember.
I feel like it was, but I don't
know. Was an Everton game was extra, I'm pretty sure, because that was off because of COVID. And wasn't it something maybe got brought forward because we're in a League Cup final or something? Southampton at home, I want to say, maybe. I feel like they had like Saturday, Wednesday, something like that, and a lot of teams were only playing twice. So it was clear and obvious. That sort of situation is very unlikely to happen again. So, and that's good, really, because overhaul last year, it was just a case of how many City. And you start looking get clear and you go, oh, I'm going to have 5 or 6 Man City players on overhaul. And you start speaking to people and it's like, actually, no, I'm going 8 or 9.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, shit. So I'm still going to be losing even if I go 5 or 6. Oh, okay. So hopefully, I mean, it'd be better if we don't have that sort of situation. No doubt there's going to be certain single game days where, like, you know, Leeds have a Monday night game against Everton, for example, or something, straight after overhaul, and then Rafinha will be in like 100% teams and stuff like that. But then you can move off it.
Mm-hmm.
No, we'd rather not have that kind of situation that happened with City last year.
Yep.
Just for in terms of spread.
Yeah.
Because it's the one time to break the game a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, I think what you're saying about the 3-for-1s, 4-for-1s, 5-for-0s, if they ever exist, is quite true post-overhaul. So, how many match days between now and overhaul?
As in actual physical days?
No, as in, sorry, what they call them, match weeks, game weeks, whatever.
Oh, game weeks? So are you including this
not
one?
Not this one. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So 32 transfers I have. So if I used 25, so 7 in that 9-week period, that would be...
25 would be an amazing number to have left. I'm down to 27, Serge.
Right. So I'm going to use 7.
And it's definitely more because I'm looking to get an Arsenal player in for Monday night. I don't intend to keep Salah, obviously, if he goes to the African nations. I'm not going to survive the whole month with no transfer. So every chance I'll be 20 or less now. But I, as I said, if I'm safe with injuries, I'm quite content with the majority of what I've got now. And I'm just going to run with it and just try and just keep chipping away, basically.
Yep.
What I've got now is not going to put me in the top 100 for come overhaul. Mm. Can't. And I know that. But I can keep chipping away.
Yep, exactly that. Okay, interesting. I hope this conversation, Sky Players, has been fun. Dissecting my team, analysing James's early moves on Sunday, bit of captaincy, and a bunch of Twitter questions. I think my revelation of the day is I didn't realise that I was only 100 points behind you in this game, which is not huge.
Now sort your shit out.
£50,000 is coming home. If you are interested
Money's
in finding...
coming home, it's coming
If
home.
You are interested in...
becoming our 500th patron.
Yeah, we're very close to tipping over that edge and learning more about Sky Fantasy Football.
We've got another three since we started this podcast.
Lovely jubbly. Then you might want to head over to patreon.com/planetfpl. And I mentioned it today, being that it's the first of the month. We're allowed to eat mince pies now here in December. We are, for the whole of this month, upgrading all patrons to one tier higher. We have a basic, intermediate, and advanced, which means even if you join at the basic level, it's only £3, you'll get all of the intermediate content, which includes access to our Slack channel, where there's some very good and very active Sky Fantasy Football managers.
Say average, because there are as well.
Active Sky Fantasy Football managers. And also James produces an Excel planning spreadsheet that shows fixtures by day and fixture difficulty and all sorts of stuff that he happily shares in there for the patrons as well, which might help you. So if you've thought about becoming part of the community, this is a great month to do it, because £3, you get pretty much access to everything. Head over to patreon.com/planetfpl. We'd love to have you, and we're that close to tipping over 500 odd. So come and join us. What do we have left for our friends the rest of this week?
For £3 a month, you've got Tottenham tomorrow. You've got Arsh James on Thursday.
Tottenham today.
And you've got, did I say tomorrow?
Yeah, Tottenham today.
Tottenham today. Arsh James tomorrow on Patreon. Game week 15
show.
Preview on Friday. Clash of Correspondence for everyone else tomorrow. Tottenham v Brentford. Preview the game Thursday night. We speak quite a bit about Tottenham Norwich on Sunday as well, and Brentford's trip to Leeds. And Friday is our full game week 14 review.
Indeed. All of the midweek fixtures will get the rundown on Friday.
So lost with days at the moment.
It is. This is the worst month of the year, but also the best in so many ways.
You know this planner I do for the patrons? I only do it for my insanity to know what day of the week is.
Fantastic. I hope you're all well. Stay safe wherever you are. Look after yourselves. Ciao for now.
Thanks, everyone. Good luck for the rest of the week. Cue music, please, man child.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Sports Social Podcast Network.